We're holding on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, the eighth line. We had an admission in the Machlokas of Meir and the Chachamim about this case where the baby stuck out a limb before the Shechita. Then, which we said before, the limb is going to be Osir because it's going to be Osir under the category of Avosav Asara Terefa because it's meat that was outside of its proper Mechitza. It's definitely going to be Osir, but now we said if you cut it off only after the Shechita, then you have a problem because now the Sever has a certain tumor to it. And now that tumor is going to be transmitted to the rest of the meat of the unborn baby that it touched. As we talked about yesterday, why that's not an issue. Is that only if we allow for tumas veisa stodim, or would it not matter in this case? In any case, we had that point, and we had the mayor saying that piece is going to be considered nevela, and therefore the rest of the meat of the unborn baby that touched it is going to be maga nevela. It's going to be what touched a nevela, which makes it a rishon l'truma. Whereas according to the Chachamim in the Mishnah, it's only maga trefa shvuta. It's only considered that it's trefa that was shechted, and therefore it has a lesser degree of truma. So the Gemara asks, what truma at all? Trefa shvuta mimetanya? An animal that's trefa that was shechted, is it metame at all? The Torah says there's a truma of nevela. There's no such thing. We talked about yesterday, and we talked about in Mishnah, granted that a trefa is not edible after the shechita, but where do we get there should be a truma on it? And the answer is, ain't. Yes, kidavur de shmuel, like what avur de shmuel, the father of shmuel says, d'amar avur de shmuel, trefa sheshachta metame b'mukdashin. A trefa that was shechted, when it comes to cholin, it's true, it doesn't make a difference, but when it comes to kodshim, then we make it tomei midrabanan. In other words, the whole concept that there should be a tumah over here is only daraisa. There are two different ways within explaining that. Do we mean, in other words, that if this is cholin and nothing, or do we mean that if it's a one way of explaining it, the way that Rashi explains it over here, or the way that's mashma from Rashi over here, and from the Rambam is what we mean is, so this animal is cholin. If now this meat touches kodshin, then it will make it tamei. But as long as you reign within cholin, then there's no problem. Later in the Masechta, Rashi explains differently, and the Baal Amor agrees that it means that no, only if the trefa itself is kodshin is there even a problem in the first place. It points out if the trefa is cholin, then there's no problem even, and then there's no problem at all. So in other words, when the Chum is saying maga trefa shchuta, so according to one way of looking at it, it means you'd have to be careful to not allow this meat to touch kodshim. According to the other way of looking at it, then no, unless this meat itself is kodshim, then there's no issue. Either way, though, definitely not like the mayor who says maga nevela, that there's a tumor of nevela daraisa, and therefore when other food touches it, it's also going to be tumor daraisa. Okay? Now, we went in the Mishnah. We have the whole discussion of how indeed we know that shechita is metahara trefa, and then can that be applied to our case over here? So we started by saying in the Mishnah, mamotzinu b'trefa sheshechitas metaharta. What do we find by a trefa? We find that shechting it makes it tahar, and it no longer has tumas nevela. Af shechitas behemet metahara seuber. The same way the shechting of an animal should be metahar the uber. It says we hear her uber on the side. It says it should really be her aver, as it had in the Mishnah. This limb that stuck out. And Reb Meir answered back, but the difference is that you're telling me that shechita can be metahar the animal itself, but here we're talking about something which is not part of the animal itself. So Tanya, we learned in a braisa expanding on the argument between the Chachamim and Reb Meir. Omer and Reb Meir. So Reb Meir says to the Chachamim, "B'chimiti aroi la'evazeh midei nevela." What do you mean? According to you, what is it that makes that this animal is not nevela anymore? Shchitas imoi. After all, isn't it the shchita? Isn't it the shchita of the mother? Well then, imkain takivenu ba'af ba'achila. By your logic, you would have to say it's maturit to eat as well. And the fact is, you know that it's not. So we see that the shechita of the mother is not effective for this kind of thing. Omruloi, so the Chum answered him, on the contrary, the shechita is able to save and make usable more things that are not part of its body, more than its body itself. Shari Shaninu, because we learned earlier in the first Mishnah of our parak, that if a person were to reach in and cut off a piece of the unborn baby that's inside the womb, mutabach, even those pieces that he cut off, as long as they remain within the womb, are still mutter to eat. But we said if you were to cut off a piece of the animal's own spleen or kidneys, which doesn't make it itself a terefa, but nevertheless, if you left those pieces inside the animal, then they're going to be also ba'achilah, they're still also to eat, as Eidu Menachai. So you see, therefore, say the Chachamim. Now, how exactly does that answer Reb Meir's question? The Gemara is going to point out in a second, but anyway, they're saying, the point is that you see that the shechita actually has a greater effect on the baby, which is not part of it, of the mother's own body, more than it even does on the mother's own body. Now, the Gemara says, my family. Okay, but what exactly are they saying? That's Reb Meir. Reb Meir didn't argue anything to the contrary. Reb Meir is saying that if you're telling me the shechita can be mitahar, then I should make it mutter to eat. So when the Chachamim are giving him this answer, it doesn't seem to address his question. And the answer is, Amar Rava, v'amri lo kedi. So Rava says, or some say kedi, as we've learned previously, kedi might be, one opinion is that it's the name of a Chacham. So then there's different opinions whether Rava said it or whether Kedi said it. Another explanation is that Kedi means literally empty, and it means, in other words, anonymously. In other words, we don't know, according to one opinion, Rava said it, according to the other opinion, we don't know who said it. In fact, there's an explanation that Kedi is short for Kedihi, as it is, meaning without a name attached to it. Anyway, so Rava or Kedi or Anonymous says whatever. Chasuri Mechsera, the Braisa is missing words. V'hochikatani. What it means is like this. Om lahem Reb Meir. So again, Reb Meir starts off with his argument. After all, what is it that makes that this limb no longer has Tumas Nevela? Shchitas Ima. It's the Shchita of the mother that changes its status. Im kein tatirenu bachila. So that it should be matured to be eaten as well. So now, here's the part that was the part we had in the Braisa before. Now here comes the part that's missing. Now you have an answer of the Chachamim and a challenge of Reb Meir, and then we're going to have the Chachamim's answer. In other words, before we had Reb Meir's challenge and the Chachamim and the Chachamim's answer, there's something missing over there. The answer doesn't address the challenge, but now we're going to say there was a first answer to his challenge, and then there was a question he asked on that, and then the answer was going to be what was said in the Braisa to begin with. So when Reb Meir says that, after all, if you're telling me, you Chachamim, that the Shechita is what makes it no longer Nevela, unlike me, who says it still has Tumas Nevela, by your logic, it ought to be able to be eaten as well, and you know that not. Omru Loi, so the Chacham answered him back, Terefa Techiach, well, you can prove to the contrary from a Terefa. Sheshchitosim a Tahartim again Nevela. Shechting a Terefa animal makes it that it doesn't have the Tumah of Nevela anymore. The Enimachirosim Achila, and yet it doesn't make it Mutoti, because it's a Terefa. So you see that a Shechita is perfectly well able to take away Tumah, but not to make something edible. So the same thing with this limb over here, it takes away the Tumah, even without making it edible. Omalahan, but Reb Meir answers to them, as he did in the Mishnah, Loi, that's not a valid comparison, Im Tiyara, Shchita Shreifa Oisa, you know why the Shchita of a Shreifa makes it Tahar, Dovashu Gufa, because that's it itself. Tatira Sa'eva Dovashain and Gufa, but how do you want it to be Matahar, this limb of the baby, which is not part of its Gufa? So this is the same argument that Reb Meir made in the Mishnah. Amrulai and the Chacham answer him back. Harbi Matzelas Al Shein Gufa Yosim Gufa. Here is where the Chacham give the answer in the Braisa, which was not in the Mishnah, but this was the last answer in the Braisa that you see that Shechita is able to save something that's not its Guf more than its Guf. Sharei Shaninu, because we said, we learned earlier, Choseich Min Ober Shemael, that if you cut off a piece of the unborn animal inside the womb and leave it in there, and then Shech the mother, Mutar B'Achila, then you're allowed to eat that piece, Min Atzchol Min Akloyes, but if you were to cut off a piece of the mother's own spleen or kidneys, and leave them inside, also B'Achila, maybe also to eat, as Eiv Menachai, So you see that the shechita is able to save and is able to make edible something that's inside the mother more so when it's a baby, more so than when it's the mother herself. So by the same logic, we can say that yes, even though this limb is outside, Nevertheless, we have a reason, and you're arguing that the shechita should only help for the mother itself, not for the baby, but nevertheless, we see that there was a precedent for holding that the shechita can be metahar, even something that's outside, that's not part of the mother itself. And to be sure, of course, the difference is there, it's all inside the womb, here it's stuck out, but nevertheless, at least the Chachamim hold that Shechita is applicable to it. It does in fact get affected by the Shechita to the extent that it's not Nevela anymore. It's only Shechita, and it's Terefa Shechita, but now, and therefore, as we said before, you have a Tumah on it, Medirabanan, in the case of Kodshim, but not that it should be Matame on a Zaraisa level. So Rava has reconstructed, what the actual argument was between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, kind of by combining together what we have in our Mishnah and in the Braisa. But in other words, the point is, in the Braisa, we only have the beginning and the end of the conversation. We're missing the whole middle part, so we don't understand how one part leads to the other, and now Rava has clarified it. And the Gemara says, Tani Nami Hochi. In fact, we learn a Braisa that reconstructs it exactly like that. On the hand, Rameir v'chimi tiyarela evizemidye nevela. Rameir asks the Chachamim what makes that this limb should not be nevela, that it shouldn't be metame. On Ruloy, and the Chacham answers, Shchita Sima, the shechting of the mother accomplishes that. And Rameir says, in plain fact, Yirenu v'achila. If so, then that should also make it mutar v'achila. When we had, by the way, earlier in the original Braisa, as we quoted it, when we said, mitiyarela evizemidye nevela, Shchita Sima, imkain, then it would mean that it was all part of Rameir's original question that he says, what made it tahor? And he answered, what's a rhetorical question? What makes it tahor? And the answer is, and he himself answers, Shechita Sima. And then he continues with his argument. Here in this last braisa, it's obvious that it's not quite like that. It's slightly different. Rameir just asks the question as though he doesn't know the answer, even though, of course, he does. The Chachamim are the ones who supply the answer. And then he continues with his argument in Cain by that logic, Tatiranu Ba'achila, then should make it Mutati. On Ruloy, and again the Chacham answer him, Terefa Tesiach, you can prove to the contrary from a Terefa, Sheshutasim Tahautim Idei Nevela, that the Shechita takes away the Tumor of Nevela, Ve'enem Atiros Ba'achila, but it doesn't make it Mutar to eat. On the hand, Meir says, Im Tira Shechita, the difference is, Im Tira Shechita Terefa Oysa, that's the Avram of Dol Doba. Sure, the Shechita of a Terefa can mean Metaher, the animal itself, as well as when you have a limb that's partially cut off of it and is still hanging off it. Which we're going to talk about. We're going to have the ninth perek of Amasechta is going to deal with dinim of tuma of the Tara as they apply to foods. And we're going to talk about over there. We have a case where you shecht an animal which has a limb partially cut off of it. Again, assuming that partially cut off limb does not make a teref already. We're talking about if you shecht it, then the Mishnah says over there. That partially hanging off piece has tumas uflin, but not tumas nevelis. We say that we talk about what is machshel lekabel tumah. We can talk about the blood of the shechita makes it machshel lekabel tumah. If it was nevela, then it doesn't need hechsher. But it's still attached at the time, and therefore it actually needs hechsher lekabel tumah like any other meat. Anyway, the point is, Rameir says, so you see, Trefa can mean Tahar, the piece that's still partially attached to the animal, even though it's going to be also to eat. But at least you're right, the Shechita saves it from Tumah. But the reason is, Dovah Shed Gufa, because that's part of the animal itself. But how do you want it to be Tahar, the baby, which is not part of the mother's body? Amruloi. So the Chacham answered him, Habe Matzelos, Alshem Gufa, Yosem Gufa. We see that Shechita has a greater capacity to save things that are not part of its body than those that are. Shadei Shaninu, because we learned in the Mishnah, Choseh Min Obashem Me'er, Motu Ba'achila, that when you cut off from the baby that's in the womb, then those pieces that remain in the womb are still Motu to eat, Minat Cholim, Minat Klois, Asu Ba'achila, as opposed to when you cut from the mother's own spleen or kidneys, and it's also to eat. So basically the same way as Rava has reconstructed the argument between the Meir and the Chachamim, but bringing in a new point that we're now going to start talking about Avraham Bedoldo, about a piece of the animal itself that you shechted that is partially hanging off what the dinim are as far as that. So now let's get into that topic of Avraham Adoldo, of something that's partially hanging off the body, And then that'll continue, and then that'll get us back to this matter of the baby and its extended limb as well. So the Gemara says, "Omer Rav Shimon Lakish, machlokas for ubrim, kach machlokas for evarim." The same exact machlokas that you have as far as the unborn baby, when it stuck out a limb from the womb, and the question is now whether that limb, when you shech the mother, and only then you cut it off. Are we going to say that it has tumas nevela and therefore makes the rest of the meat of the uber rishon l'truma, or are we going to say that, it's only magat shefa shchuta, that it's only that special truma d'rabbanan that applies to kodeshim, like we said before, and therefore it wouldn't be metamid, and therefore it's only going to create a problem with the rest of the meat, only if we're dealing with kodeshim. So Rosh Lakish says the same machlokas kach machlokas re'evarim, the same machlokas would be as far as a partially detached limb of the animal. So if it's partially detached, then you shechted the animal, and now is this piece going to be considered ev menachai, which has basically the same degree of tumah as nevela, or not? Then you're going to have the same machlokas, says Rosh Lakish. Rabbi Yechonon says, no, machlokas be'evar de'ober. The machlokas of the mayor and the chachamim is strictly by the limb of the ober. Aval be'evar de'behema, but when it comes to a limb of the actual animal itself, divrehak or shchita ois and nipple, everybody would agree that the shchita creates nipple. Nipple is malashon nofal, meaning fell off. We consider that the shchita makes it considered that this piece is now detached from the animal. The reason we're using the word nipple, and actually points out on other days when we learn the source for this, din in the Torah, we're going to come across the word nafal over there. And we're going to talk about the pasuk is v'chiyipo minivlasam. So later on, we're going to learn. So therefore, we use the word nipple, which is from the same shoresh. So misa oisim nipple means the shchita oisim nipple means that the shchita accomplished. We're going to learn actually on tomorrow. That's the shem on daf ayin dalid. We're going to learn that pasuk v'chol hashiyipo. Anyway, the point is, we're going to say misa oisim nipple. The misa when shchita oisim nipple that the shchita of the animal accomplishes that now that piece is considered as though it fell off and was detached before the shchita. So it's Eva Menachai. So in other words, the point is that the shchita makes it considered as though it had already fallen off, and therefore the shchita is not going to be effective. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, even the chachamim are going to agree in a case like that, Eva Hamadodo, that the Eva itself is going to be considered nevela or Eva Menachai, which is essentially the same thing, and therefore is going to be metame the rest of the meat. Even the Chachamim would agree with that. According to the Shlokish, the Chachamim would disagree in that case as well, just as they disagree in the case of the limb of the unborn baby in our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Omer Rav Yosi b'Chanina, my time is Rav Yechon, I'll live with the Rabbanon." Well, then we have to understand why would the Chachamim hold according to Rav Yechon, and why would the Chachamim hold that way? That on the one hand, it works for the limb of the Uber to take away the tumor of Nevela and have only the tumor of Tereva Shchuta, whereas by the Eva Medoldo, by the limb of the mother itself, we're not going to say that, and they agree that the Shchita that even after the Shchita it remains Nevela. And the answer is, hi, isle takanta b'chazara, hol lasle takanta b'chazara. Because the difference is, with the baby's unborn limb, it could be fixed up. Rabbi Yochanan himself holds earlier in the parish that if it goes back into the womb, then it becomes mutter to eat. The only issue was when it remained outside the womb at the time of the shchita. So therefore, so there's an easy way to fix up the matter. Push that piece back into the womb, then it doesn't become usur. And then therefore, so now we have a reason to say, according to the Chachamim, even if it did in fact remain outside the womb at the time of shchita, nevertheless, though, it's still, because of that, it still has a lesser degree of tumah. It only has the tumah of tereva shchita. As opposed to, hol lasle takanta b'chazara, but with this Avram Adulgo, with this limb that's hanging off the live animal, there's no way to put it back in. It's so detached that it's not going to heal. So therefore, so uh, so So therefore, so the Chachamim are going to say, therefore the Chachamim are going to say that the Shechit, therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Chachamim are going to say that the Shechit cannot be Metaharet and remains Nevela. Now, when we learned previously at the beginning of the Perek, we learned the Machlokas of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and we had the version of the Machlokas of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan that we learned that they said in Eretz Yisrael, where we discussed over there this Machlokas between Rashi and most of the other Rishonim about how to learn the Sugya over there. Rashi had said that in the end everybody agrees that Rabbi Yochanan holds that if the limb goes back in before the shechita, then it's fine. Then we said the Rif and a number of other Rishonim say that actually that even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that going back in doesn't make it mutter to eat. So how does our Gemara fit with that? So Rashi brings an answer. Now, Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't say, even according to that way, Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't say that you can eat it, but he would say that it takes away Tumas Nevela. Then another answer, the Ram gives another answer, and also in the name of the Rashba, that all Gemara is talking about over here according to that first Lashon. Fine. So the Gemara says Meisvi, though. I have a contradiction to that. To recap then, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that with an Avraham Medulgo, when a limb is hanging off the actual animal itself, everybody agrees that the Shechita does not change its status, and it still remains Avraham Achai or Nevela after the Shechita, and therefore it's Metame the rest of the meat. Only when it comes to the Avra of the baby, only then do you have the Machlokas of Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim in our Mishnah, whereas according to the Shlokas, they're arguing in both cases. Okay, so the Gemara says Meisvi, and I have a contradiction on Rabbi Yochanan. In the Braisa that we had before, with the whole back and forth between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Amalahem Rabbi Meir Loi, so Rabbi Meir says you were arguing that the shechita of a trefa makes it mutter to makes it that it doesn't have tumas nevela, even though it's not mutter to eat. So the same way we can generalize from that to the baby. And Rav Meir answered them back, Lloyd, that's not a valid comparison. In the version of the Braisa that we quoted, the fuller version that gives the whole back and forth between them, he mentioned that the shechita of a terefa is metahar it, as well as a limb that's hanging off it, dovash and gufa, because all of those are parts of the body of the animal itself. The tahar is a ubur dovash and gufa. How can it be metahar the unborn baby, which is not part of the body of the mother itself? So we see that Meir holds that the Avraham Adoldo does become tahar through shechita. So not only the chacham, even Rav Meir holds that. So Bishlim Lord of Shimon Lakish, so on the face of it, in other words, if we would understand that to be the Meir's opinion, then it would be a question on both on then it would be a question on both Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, because according to Rish Lakish, at least the Meir holds that way when it comes to an Avraham Adoldo. So then we'd have to understand how he says that in the Braisa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the question would be on both of them then. But at least we can say we can infer according to Rish Lakish. Bishlim, Lord of Shimon Lakish, according to Rish Lakish, it's really not so hard to understand. But Divrehim Kamalahu, because we can answer that Rabbi Meir in this Braisa is not saying his own Shita. He's saying to the Chachamim, Lidi di, as far as I'm concerned, Loshna Eva de Ubra, Loshna Eva de Behema, Kiadorininu, as far as I'm concerned, there's no difference between a limb of the unborn baby and the limb of the mother animal itself. They're exactly the same thing, and both of them have tumas nevela. But the question would be, according to you, Chachamim, who say that both of them are tahor, then you should at least draw a distinction, and you should say that by the Aver on the Dodo will be Tahar, but not by the Aver of the Ober. So therefore, so the Braisa is not such a problem for Rish Lakish. Because you can understand that Rav Meir is not presenting his own Svara, he's asking according to the Chachamim, your Svara should lead you in the direction of saying that by the limb of the Ober, which is what we've been talking about this whole time, that it should still have Tumas Neveva. So Elul Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, how are you going to understand that? How can Rabbi Meir be saying in the Mishnah whether he's presenting his own opinion or whether he's presenting the opinion of the Chachamim, either way, he's presenting some opinion that says that Avraham Adoldol is Tahar, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no such opinion, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, both Rish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yochanan, both Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim agree that it's Tameh. So you're right. The Gemara says, Ela I itma hochi itma. Rather, if it was said as follows. We have to, let's reconstruct the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about the different opinions over here. Omer Rabbi Shimon Lakish, k'machlokes be'evar ubrim, k'machlokes be'ubrim, kach machlokes be'evarin. Again, Rish Lakish is going to say the same machlokes that you have by unborn babies, the same machlokes you have by evarin. So the Meir and the Chachamim are going to argue in both cases, and then, as the Gemara had said, then when Reb Meir says, then we're going to use the answer according to Rish Lakish, that it means that Reb Meir is not presenting his own opinion, but he's arguing according to the Chachamim. He would say, in my case, according to me, both of them are Tomei Chumas Nevela, but according to you, that you're Metaher by Uber, according to you that you're Metaher by Avram Medulgal, then shouldn't it be though there's a difference between that and the Uber? Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Machloikus be Avram de Uber, whereas Rabbi Yechanan would say, on the contrary, the Machloikus is only by the limb of the Uber, Abba be Avram de Behema, but when it comes to a limb of the actual animal itself, the Divrei Hakol ain't shchita oisin nipple, we're going to say, according to Divrei Hakol ain't shchita oisin nipple, everybody is going to agree that shchita does not create nipple, and therefore it means, in other words, the limb is still, the shchita will not be moderate to be eaten, as we'll learn more in the continuation of the Gemara, but nevertheless it will not make it considered that it was nevela, and therefore the shchita will be effective to make it that it doesn't have too much nevela anymore. So this is the opposite of what we said before. Again, in the first lashon, in the first version that Rabbi Yossi Reb Chanina had said is that according to Rabbi Yechanan, when it comes to Eivor de Behema, shchit, everybody would agree, shchita oisim nipple, that the piece of the animal that was partially detached is considered to have fallen off before the shchita, and therefore to be Eivor Menachai, and therefore to have Tumas Nevela. Now we're saying, on the contrary, Rabbi Yechanan would hold that even Rabbi Meir, who's Machmir in our Mishnah, about the case of the Eivor, of the limb of the Uber, would be Makel in this case, and say that indeed in this case it's Eina oisim nipple, and the animal, and therefore for this piece does not have tumas nevela, only the treifa, only the tumah of shchuta treifa, like treifa shchuta, like we said in the Mishnah. And according to this, I'm Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina. My time did Rabbi Yechanan. I'll live with Rabbi Meir. Well, then, according to this version, Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina explains why would Rabbi Yechanan's version of Rabbi Meir say that we're more makel in this case of the hanging limb. The difference is high gufa, the high lav gufa. The difference is because the hanging limb is part of the animal itself, and whereas the limb of the unborn animal is not part of the animal itself. The Gemara is going to go on. Now Tosfos points out that the Gemara is going to go on to say there is machlokas within what Rav Yechanan is saying himself, whether it's also minat Torah or midrabanan. If it's midrabanan, then what's the question? And the answer is that Tosfos is asking the question that still. What's the chacham? If we say according to that version that it's also only midrabanan, then at that point when they say that it's also to eat, they should also make it tamei. And why don't they? If you say the whole thing is d'oraisa, then that question doesn't really begin in the first place. So that would be the distinction. So now according to this version of what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, then when it comes to the limb of the unborn baby, then there's going to be the machlokas whether it's considered nevela or only trei for shchuta. But when it comes to a hanging limb of the animal itself that you shechted, then we're going to say according to the Shlokish, Rabbi Meir and the Chacham are going to have the same argument, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Chachamim are going to say that it's definitely tahor. The only thing it has is the truma of the only thing it has is that truma of the Rabbanan that we talked about in Amud Aleph of Terei for Shchuta, but no more than that. Misa Eina Oisin Nipul, that the Shchita Eina Oisin Nipul, the Shchita does not make it that piece is considered to have fallen off. So it is also to eat for reasons that we're going to learn in the Gemara tomorrow, Best Hashem, but nevertheless, it still doesn't have the truma of Nevela. Okay, well, more on that subject. Now, everybody will agree that the death of the animal creates nipple. That if the animal died without shchita, then the misa is considered. So now it's not considered a limb of nevela. Now it's considered eiv menachai. Now, what's the difference? Rashi explains like this, based on what we're going to learn later in the Masechta. When you have, if you have nevela, so now with both nevela and Eiv Menachai, both of them are equally also to eat, and both of them are metame to the same degree. The difference is, if you now take a piece of meat off the limb, so now if the thing is Eiv Menachai, then in order to continue being considered Eiv Menachai, it has to be boss of a Gidim Ba'atzomis. It has to be a full limb that contains flesh and Gidim, which Gidim has a variety of means a variety of different structures. It includes nerves and tendons and ligaments and so forth. But anyway, so it contains those and bones. So only then would it still be considered Eiv Menachai, as opposed to Nevela. All you need is a kazayis of it to be Metame. So the difference would not be when you have the limb as a whole. The difference would be if you have a piece taken off that limb. Is it still metame? If it's nevela, yes. If it's even a high, no. Not unless it's in its intact form. So now, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, until now we were talking about shchita, whether shchita creates nipple or not. Where again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it does not, and the piece is still considered attached to the animal, and therefore, it's not metame, the truma of nevela. But now, if the animal died without shchita, then everybody is going to agree that that piece that was partially attached to the animal is considered eiv menachai. So fine, it won't be nevela, but it'll be the rest of the animal will be nevela, and a kazayas of it will be metame. This piece that was partially attached is going to have a lesser degree. Is going to be instead eiv menachai, and therefore to be metame, it'll only be when it's in its intact form with bosses of gidim atzamas. And furthermore, continues Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, the ein shchita oisim nipul. On the other hand, everybody agrees, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that shchita does not make nipple, that it makes, as we said before, that if the animal is shechted, then that piece is not considered to have fallen off, and therefore the shchita makes it that now it's considered treifa shchuta, and it has a tumah only derabanan. Well, I think I'm going to ask the Maya Skinner, what's the scenario? Which case is Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef talking about? Elena Be'eber de Uber, are you saying that you're talking about the limb of the unborn baby? What do you mean that everybody agrees? We see that Rabbi and the Chachamim disagree with it. El Be'eber de Behema, obviously we're talking about the limb of the animal itself. But in that case, Misa Tanena, Shchita Tanena. In that case, we clearly have Mishnayos that talk about where it died versus where it's shechted. That when it died, then Misa Oisin Nipple, but Shchita Ein Oisin Nipple. And both of them, it says in Mishnayos. And therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef is not telling us any chiddush. Misa Tanena, we learn a Mishnah that talks about the case where the animal died, because we learn later on in our Masechta, again in that ninth parak, we're going to talk about all about many dinim of tumas Urchlin. So it says with him, Mesa Behema, if the animal that had an Eva Medoldo died, so actually the Mishnah draws a distinction over there between what was hanging off it at the time of the Shchita. A full Eva versus just some meat. Well, again, in order to be Eiv Menachai, it has to be boss of a Gidim Ba'atzomis. It has to be a full Eiver containing also Gidim and bones. So now, the Mishnah describes, Mesa Behema, if the animal dies, how boss it, Tzarech Hechsher, the meat, the muscles that are hanging off it, in order to be Makabel Tumah, requires Hechsher, requires to be wetted with one of the seven liquids, as opposed to the full limb, is already going to be Tame, as Eiv Menachai, Ve'en Metame Mishum Eiv Menanevela, but it's not Metame as Eiva from a Nevela, Divir Reb Meir. So says Reb Meir. Now, the difference is, in other words, when you have something that itself is metame, then it doesn't need hechsher. Obviously, you don't say it the same way, for example, a dead body of a person or an avela or whatever thing, you don't need to wet it with one of the shiva mashkim in order for it to be metame. When do you need hechsher? Is when the thing itself is not tame, but it's able to receive tuma. So now in that Mishnah, what do we have over there? We're saying that, that flesh that hangs off it, it is not considered nevela. It's only considered, it's not considered nevela or Eiv Menachai. It just has, it's capable of receiving truma once it gets wedded with one of the Sheva Mashkim. So you see that Misa Ois and Nipple, you see exactly that point. The animal died, Mesa Behema, then we're saying that that these pieces are considered respectively as Bosa Menachai or Eiv Menachai. So Bosa Menachai is not going to be Metame because it doesn't have Bosa the Gidim Atzomis, and Eiv is going to be Metame because Eiv Menachai. We don't find the Chachamim arguing with Rav Meir over there. We find Rav Shimon arguing with the Chachamim over there. But fine, Rav Shimon has a different basis for his opinion over there. But in any case, the point is there's no argument with Rav Meir on the basic point that Misa Ois and Nipple. So you see that clearly in that Mishnah. So then what's Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef's chiddush? And Shchita Nami Tanein, and when it comes to Shchita, we also learn in Mishnah. Namely, that same Mishnah says, Nishchata Behema, if the animal was shechted, Hukshru B'dameha, then all those things automatically become Mukshar by virtue of the blood that came out of the animal during the Shchita, Divra Meir, because, in other words, all of it is still attached, after all. It's only partially attached, but it's still attached. It's medulla. It's hanging off. So when blood comes pouring out during the shechita, then it's machshir. The meat that it touched. To be mekabel truma, and since all the meat is still attached together, then therefore all of it becomes mukshar lekabel truma. So therefore, the mayor says at that point it's all going to be mukshar lekabel truma, even those parts that are hanging off. But Reb Shimon and Maloy Hukshuru, where Reb Shimon says they're not Mukshar L'Kabel Tumah because for reasons that we'll learn over there. Reb Shimon holds that blood of Shechita. Reb Shimon holds, as we're going to learn later on, that's a matter of the rest of it is not considered a Yad. We don't say that one part of it can transmit Tumah to the other, as we will get to when we learn that, and when we learn that a few days before Rosh Hashanah, we'll be learning that topic. That's the Shem. So in other words, even Reb Shimon agrees that it's not Reb Shimon does not disagree about the basic thing that Shechita does not make nipple, and therefore that's not Eiv Menachai anymore. He holds therefore that he holds it's not even Mukshar L'Kabel Tumah for reasons that he explains over there. So we see that Shechita does not create nipple. The pieces are still considered attached to the animal. And the only machlokas is whether the blood of the Shechita is machshir the makabel truma or not because of other considerations. So we see it says that clearly in the Mishnah, and therefore what's Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef's chiddush? Tosfos actually discusses a little bit the fact that you're saying that the blood is able to be machshir it, that's something else. The hechshir l'kabel truma doesn't matter whether it's attached or not. But the point is, in other words, that we see that it is still considered attached, and therefore the blood of the shechita is machshir it. According to Reb Shimon, it's not. Tosfos also wonders, by the way, why isn't the Gemara asking a question from this on Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish who holds that even when it comes to shechita, you have the machlokas, whether ois and nipple or not, so Tosfos asks, how come then the Gemara should be bringing this at this point as a question on Rish Lakish? How can you hold that when we see clearly in that Mishnah not so? In any case, the point is that means So there is an answer that Rav Akiva Eger gives based on a different Tosfos, but it's a lumdish answer, so we won't really get into it. The point is, in other words, that both these points, Misa Ois and Nipple, Shechita Ein Ois and Nipple, are clearly stated in the Mishnayos, so what's Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef's Chiddush? So the answer is no, because Imei Afi, yeah, but if you were going to learn it from the Mishnah, Avamina, my Hukshru Abbasar, you would think that Hukshru means as far as the rest of the meat of the animal. Means only, maybe it's referring only to the meat, only to the Basar Medoldo, and not to the Eva Medoldo. Maybe you would say Shechita Ois and Nipple, And therefore you would say the same way as he says by the unborn baby of our Mishnah, the same way as Rish Lakish says, that the same machlokas would apply as far as the Aver itself. And therefore we would say that the Hukshu only refers to the Basar, it doesn't refer to the Aver, because the Aver wouldn't need Hekshel the Kabal Choma, because we would understand Rav Meir as saying that Aver itself has its own intrinsic Choma and doesn't need Hekshel the Kabal Choma. It's considered Eiv Menachai. So therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef has to tell us that no, actually, that the Mishnah is not taking that view. The Mishnah is not taking that view of things. It is in fact saying that only Misa makes nipple, but Shechita does not. And therefore, when the animal was shechted, that piece is not considered to have fallen off the animal. It is actually attached. And when we talk about Tuchshiru, when we talk about the animal becoming Mukshu Kabal Chumah by the blood, we mean not just the animal and not just the Basar that's hanging off it, but even the Aver, even a complete Aver that's hanging off it is still also muksher because of the blood, and only according to Rav Shimon, it's not because of other considerations. So there is a chiddush in fact in what he's saying. Okay, the Gemara asks for hokshuru patani. What do you mean? Why would we? The whole point, dude. So what are you saying? In other words, you would have thought that only the basar, only flesh without gidim v'atzomus that's hanging off is mukshal kabel chuma. You would have thought the aver is not. You would have thought that the aver is misa oisin nipple, or shita oisin nipple, and you would have thought that it itself has its own intrinsic chuma. And you're saying, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef's chiddushes don't learn the Mishnah that way. But we can also derive that from the words of the Mishnah, because hukshuru katani, because there's hukshuru in the plural, which means so therefore one is, so it has to be referring to the flesh or to the aver. And the answer is ma'udatema chad la basa perishman abahema b'chad la basa perishman aver. Still, you might have taken the plural to mean one where the flesh comes directly off the animal, where it was hanging off the animal before the shechita, and the other one is where you have from the aver where some meat comes off it. Where again, since the Aver is considered Aver Menachai, and we said if a piece of meat comes off it, it does not have Shuma. Because to be Aver Menachai, it has to be a complete thing, Basar, Gidim V'Atzomus. So therefore, so you would have thought that the plural refers to those things. So both of them refer to meat rather than to a complete Aver. But you would have thought that the Aver itself has Shuma, because Shechita is a nipple, and therefore Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef tells us it's not so. Okay. Well, the question is, though, my ume, the high may high. Okay, but why is one stronger than the other? Both of them have the same status. Meat that partially came off the animal while it's alive, and is never. In all these cases, by the way, we have to clarify. We're not talking about like it got a little bit detached and it can still heal. We're talking about it's so detached that it's never going to heal, but it's still physically attached to the animal. So in both cases, whether you have that or whether you have a complete aver that came off, and then a piece of meat came off of that, both of them have the same status, because yeah, both of them is meat without being complete Aver Menachai. So why would we think that one of them should be stronger than the other? So why would the Mishnah have to be telling us that both of them had need Hechshel Kabal Chuma? Evidently not. Evidently, then the plural of the Mishnah has to be referring one to Basar in general and the other one to the Aver. And we're back to then what's revealed by Yosef Skidush. And the answer is no, because Sakhlad Hamina, you might have thought to say. Because after all, in the case where the meat comes directly off the animal, fine, you would say it needs Hechshel Kabal Chuma, the same way as the rest of the animal. But when you have Eiver Menachai, where really the Eiver Menachai itself has a strong Chuma of Eiver Menachai, which is basically the same Chuma as Nevela. Well, the only difference we were saying was this matter of when a piece comes off it. But the agav oviv, but together with its father, meaning the aver as a whole, it's metame. As long as this meat is attached to it, then the whole thing is metame, a person who touches or carries it. So you would have thought, ema loy libo yehechsher. Maybe then, even if it is removed from that aver, so now it doesn't have that anymore, because again, in order to be metame, it has to be basar v'gidim v'atzomus. Nevertheless, you should argue that it doesn't require hechsher anymore, because maybe you could say it comes from something that has a strong degree of tumah, And therefore, in order to be metame, it wouldn't require hechsher. And therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that no, nevertheless, it does need hechsher. And in this case, the hechsher would be through the blood of the shechita. Meaning, because why would we say? Now Rashi points out as this: you have we learn in Masechta Nida that we learn in Masechta Nida. So we'll learn it next year, Be'ez Hashem. It's also later on in our Masechta as well. What kinds of things need hechsher? Only things where ein soifin latame tuma chamura. When you have something which is not necessarily ever going to get a strong degree of tuma, then you need hechsher in order to make it susceptible to tuma. Meaning, where does the Torah tell us about the concept of being machshel kabel tuma? It mentions it in connection with seed. Now, seeds are capable of becoming tame, but they're not necessarily going to become a strong degree of tumah. So therefore, in order for them to be able to be makabel tumah in the first place, they need hechsher. As opposed to, the Gemara explains, for example, a dead non-kosher bird, since it's capable of having tumah hamura, because as we've learned before, if a person swallows a kezias of it, then it makes him tame as he's swallowing it, so therefore it doesn't require hechsher. So now, though, Rashi explains the point that the Gemara wants to make over here is that's only when soifer the Talmud Tumah Chamorah. That's only when, in the end, it's going to have Tumah Chamorah. But over here, you're talking about it started off with Tumah Chamorah, namely, as long as it's part of the Aver, then it has Tumah Chamorah, it has a strong Tumah because an Aver Menachai is Metame as an Avail. But it's not soifer because when it's removed from that, then it's not Metame anymore because it's part of a piece of an Aver Menachai. So therefore, that's the Chiddush. That's the chiddush, therefore, that the Mishnah would be telling us with the plural is to say that even so not only in the case of the bosser that's partially attached to the animal, then we say it still requires hechsher tumah, but even in the case of the bosser which is partially hanging off the Eiver Menachai, you would have thought maybe, even if it's completely removed from the Eiver Menachai, you would have thought that maybe because as part of the Eiver Menachai, it would have been metame. Therefore, even when it's detached from it, it still doesn't need hechsher, and the Mishnah is telling us it does need hechsher. So therefore, the Mishnah is referring only to the two different types of meat, and there is in fact a chiddush in that the Mishnah is not referring to the Eiver. That's what Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef is adding, that the Eiver itself also, we say shchita in shchita osa nibl. So there was, after all, a chiddush in what Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef is teaching us. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yosef, nekoit Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef biyodcha. Hold in your hands what Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef are saying. What he's saying is the correct understanding of what Rabbi Yochanan had said. So we had two different versions of what Rabbi Yochanan had said, and one of them we slugged up, and then the other, and then we brought the other one, and then in connection with that, Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef had pointed out this thing in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. There's a difference between Misa and Shchita. So Rabbi Yosef says you should know that what Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef is correct. In other words, we don't mean Rabbi Yochanan according to Rish Lakish. We don't mean Rabbi Yochanan against Rish Lakish. It may well be we can follow Rish Lakish, but he means within Rabbi Yochanan's own opinion, don't try to stick with the first Lashon and find some way to find for it. Realize that the second Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan, namely that the Machloikas in our Mishnah is only about an Uber, but when it comes to an Aver, everybody would agree that the Shchita makes it is Metahar and it no longer has Tumas Nevela, accept that as correct, says Rabbi Yosef, the Rav Baba Chana Koi Kavasei, because Rav Baba Chana, also quoting in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, says the same thing. So you have two different Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, who both report what amounts to the same thing in his name, and therefore you can be sure that's correct. The Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, when the Pasuk says, Vos Vasar Tereka Lesechelu, don't eat meat which is torn in the field. So we've learned already, but it means, of course, the basic concept of Tereka. It also means that when you have that it's Mechutz Mechitza, say that it's outside of its Mechitza, then it becomes Asu. But here you have another point as well. It also comes to include that when you have a limb or flesh that are hanging off an animal, a domestic or wild animal or a bird, that meat is also. Meaning, in other words, it's considered basa basada, it's flesh that that got separated from its place. So now it's still hanging off the animal, but nevertheless, it's still, it's still considered, it's partially attached, but it's so much detached that it's never going to recover and be firmly reattached to the animal, and therefore we consider it basa basada. So we learned from that chain asurin. Now, Rabbi Rabbi Chana tells us in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, ein behen ala mitzvahs proish dovar. Actually, all it is minas torah. There's no isur. Eiv menachai in it. There's only an isur midrabanan proish. Stay away from it because it seems like eiv menachai. Meaning that the pasuk that we just quoted is only an asmachta. So therefore you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yechanan, you see from that, the fact that you shechted the animal does not make it that now this Eivrav HaBasa HaMadodolim are considered as though they were detached when they were, when the animal was alive. If they were, then it would be also on a Daraisa level. So the fact that we say that on Daraisa level it's fine, and only the Rabbanon, you see that in Shchita Oisim Nipple, which backs up what Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef says, and therefore Rabbi Yosef says you can be sure that that is the correct understanding of what Rabbi Yechanan says. Tosfos does point out, though, that in the discussion before, we did have that the shchita of a trefer is mitahar it, and the Eiram Adoldo, if midaraisa, the Eiram Adoldo was mutter even to eat, then what kind of a comparison is that? Trefer is also to eat, this Eiram Adoldo would be mutter on a daraisa level. So it means, in other words, that the Chachamim now still said that it's also to eat. But nevertheless, they didn't say that the Shchita should not be Metaharet. So you see that there is still a difference between the Uber and the Eiver, and therefore the argument between the Meir and the Chachamim before can still turn on that point. Okay. So we'll continue with this matter of Shchita versus Misa. We'll continue with that whole discussion tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.